December 4, 1923. Louisa does not want to be known, but it is necessary that it be known how Jesus made the kingdom of the divine will depend on her, just as it was necessary to speak of Most Holy Mary in order to make redemption known. I was thinking about what I am writing on the Most Holy Will of my sweet Jesus. The fact that Blessed Jesus wants to say many sublime things about his holy will is right, because anything which can be said about it, its height, its greatness, its prodigies, etc., is all good. Even more, everything is little compared to what could be said. But always braiding this poor soul of mine with it, this should not be in there. It is his will what he should make known, not me. My poor person should not exist. More so, since this whole thing is his, not mine. To me, there is nothing left but the confusion of what he tells me. But in spite of this, obedience forces me to write, not only on the divine will, but also on the braiding he makes between me and his will. Now, while I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and squeezing me to himself, told me, "My daughter, you are always my newborn of my will. And then, you are wrong. You want me to speak about my will and to make it known. And the one who has to be the channel, the spokesperson, the instrument to make it known should not exist. If this thing were to remain between me and you, maybe it could work, but since I want my will to have its kingdom, and the kingdom cannot be formed only with one person, but with many people and of different conditions, it is therefore necessary that not only my will, the goods it contains, the nobility of those who will want to live in this kingdom, the good, the happiness, the order, the harmony which everyone will possess, be known, but also the one whom my goodness has chosen as origin and beginning of such a great good. By braiding you together with my will, by raising you above all the things of creation, I do nothing other than give more importance to my will, raising it more, and giving it more weight. The more a king is good, holier, richer, more generous, more loving than his subjects, to the extent of placing his own life rather than allowing one who lives in his kingdom to be touched, the more the kingdom is esteemed and loved, arousing in all the desire to live in that kingdom. Even more, they compete with each other to see who would obtain such a fortune. Therefore, the good functioning of the kingdom and its importance derive from the knowledge of the king. By saying that you do not want to be braided with my will, you would want the kingdom without king, the science without master, the possessions without owner. What would happen to this kingdom, to this science, to these possessions? How many disorders, how much ruin, would not occur? And I do not know how to do disordered things. On the contrary, the first thing in me is order. See, this would have happened in redemption if my dear mama had not wanted to make known that she was my mother, that she had conceived me in her virginal womb, and that she nourished me with her milk. My coming upon earth would seem incredible, and no one would have been moved to believe and to take the goods contained in redemption. Instead, thanks to the fact that my mother made known who she was, the one who is exempt from every stain, also of origin, a prodigy of grace, and how she loved all creatures as tender children, and for love of them she sacrificed the life of her Son and God, redemption received greater importance and became more accessible to the human mind, forming the kingdom of redemption with its copious effects. So, braiding my mother with the work of redemption was nothing other than giving more importance to the great good which I came to do upon earth. Having to be visible to all, taking on human flesh, I had to use a creature of the human race, whom I had to exalt above all, in order to accomplish my high designs. Now, if this happened in order to form the kingdom of my redemption upon earth, in the same way, having to form the kingdom of my will, it is necessary that another creature be known, in whom the true reigning of my will must have its origin and beginning, as well as who she is, how much I loved her, how much I kept her sacrificed for all and for each one. In a word, everything which my will has disposed and poured into her. But by braiding you, it is always my will that stands out. These are ways and means in order to make it known. These are attractions, spurs, lights, magnets in order to draw everyone to come to live in this kingdom of happiness, of grace, of peace, of love. Therefore, let your Jesus do, who loves you very much, and do not want to afflict yourself, and even less be concerned about the way I carry out the braiding of my will with you. Think only about continuing your flight in the eternal boundaries of my supreme volition.